Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Thursday edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, minus the Brian this afternoon. He is hopefully heavily sedated at this point, and I'm hoping that all systems are a go for his procedure this afternoon. But I am joined by Jesse here on the airwaves on
Hello.
Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, as well as on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM out in Waukesha and the Milwaukee metro area. Jesse, how you doing this afternoon?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad.
Doing great.
Glad for you to join me on this St. Patty's edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I've got corned beef in the slow cooker at home waiting for me.
Look at you go. I have no idea what I'm having for dinner tonight yet.
That's on you, man.
Yeah, I know. It's... like you said, though, I do have an Instapot, so if I really wanted to do the corned beef, I could do it in record time now. But we'll see. Folks, thanks for tuning in for this Thursday edition of Dueling Tangents. It's been a little bit of a whirlwind around here, Jesse, in the past 24 hours. You know, it's
big week, big day.
Big week, big day, and a lot of headlines on a story that I didn't think we'd be getting so many headlines about.
The hits just keep coming with this one, huh?
Yeah, like... Brian and I have referred to this story as Frankenstein's monster on the loose. And I guess until Frankenstein's monster is caught, captured, or I don't exactly know, because the novel ends with the guy dying trying to chase down the monster. The monster gets away at the end of the book. Dr. Frankenstein dies trying to pursue him.
The monster just needs somebody to love.
Right. And... maybe we could try to make that comparison to this story. But the Gableman / Rantham / now we got the former guy chiming in today. Yes. Is the story of decertifying Wisconsin's 2020 election results is something that I wish, or I believe, that Robin Voss wishes could be put to bed. I think he wants it to be over with. He doesn't want to be talking about this anymore.
So let's talk about it.
But something that he kind of he kindled this fire, Jesse. He allowed this, like I said on yesterday's show, the table is set the way that it is set because Robin Voss set the table. Like, it is exactly a creation of his own making. That's why we're here.
Look, I don't necessarily believe in karma as an absolute truth. I think a lot of good deeds go unrewarded, and that's fine. And a lot of bad deeds go unpunished. You know, nothing is certain. But man, this is coming back around. Kick Voss and the Keister.
Yeah, it seems like it's a story that just, you know, won't die the way that Voss would like it to die. But in the last 24 hours, there's been an incredible number of updates about this, Jesse. So I was like, there's nothing that we can do but start the show this way, because we've got to update it. So, Jesse, yesterday Voss held a hearing where he had some individuals come from, they quote to be election advocates, or I don't know. They say they're experts. The guy leading the charge, his name? Jefferson Davis. The last Jefferson Davis that was trying to, you know...
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. Like, you'd think that it was a joke, but it is so on the nose that it is... It's like... I told Brian yesterday, the writers in the writer's room for 2022, this season of America, just decided to go all out crazy, and they threw Jefferson Davis in there.
If you tried to do that, like in a book or a movie or a TV show, the editor would turn around and say... no one would believe that.
Right. That's
Luke,
what you think.
That's not just... No one would buy it.
You just didn't believe it right now.
I didn't believe it right now.
But Jefferson Davis leading the charge. He used to be, I believe, the village president for Menominee Falls. So the individuals had some experience here in public life in Wisconsin. But it's just so on the nose that he's trying to overthrow and cause an insurrection here in Wisconsin every day to overturn the 2020 election results. And his name is Jefferson Davis.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So Voss entertained him yesterday at the Capitol, and State Representative Timothy Rantham tried to sit in on this meeting. And we found out yesterday, pretty early on, there were some reporters surrounding the room, and we saw Representative Rantham get kicked out. Voss was standing in the room, and Rantham had to leave before the meeting really got underway. And so Rantham was upset, and there was a lot going on at the Capitol, so there's still some things that we're finding out through reporting today, Jesse. But one of the things, apparently, Rantham wanted to do yesterday when he was getting kicked out of the meeting hearing room in the state Capitol is he wanted to punch Assembly Speaker Robin Voss square in the nose.
Now, did he say that he wanted to do that, or was he planning on doing it in the meeting for some kind of media attention?
He told reporters after the fact, and we found out today, this morning, through some reporting, that that's what he told reporters. He told Voss to pound sand yesterday when he got kicked out of the meeting, and then he told reporters today, or late yesterday, and it was released in reporting today, that he had the urge to punch Robin Voss in the face, but he knew it wasn't the time or place to do it. So at least he had that restraint.
So there's another time and another place.
Apparently. If given the opportunity, State Representative Timothy Rantham wants to punch Voss in the face.
I think now we all should just be on 24-hour notice of keeping a small bag of popcorn like at your hip at all times for when this happens. Then you can just be ready to sit back and enjoy the show.
And just munch on your popcorn.
That's right.
Very... very good idea, Jesse. But folks, that's the update first. So where we left off yesterday's show, we knew that Rantham got kicked out of the meeting. I did not know that Rantham was either threatening at the time or at least told reporters immediately after the fact that he wanted to punch Voss in the face. But moving on from there, we've also now got a statement on yesterday's events from the former guy. I don't want to say his name. You and I kind of jokingly
Cheeto
kicked
Mussolini?
Around. Yeah, that guy. I tried to do it. It's a very long statement. It wouldn't fit in 280 characters. It would have been a Twitter thread for sure if the former guy was allowed on Twitter still, Jesse, but he's not. And I said, thankfully, you've got some different opinions. Maybe we'll dive into that a little bit later in the show. But I tried to do the former guy's voice. I tried to do it for this whole statement and I couldn't get through it because it's just
it was
so
long.
It's a long statement, and it's just but just to highlight some of the aspects from the statement. Used a lot of single words with an exclamation point. None all caps like he used to on his Twitter feed. But he refers.
He's got an editor now.
Yeah, apparently. But he refers to Michael Gableman as the highly respected special counsel.
Super smart. He's a genius.
Highly respected by who? Like, who's walking around Wisconsin these days, Jesse, and saying, oh, yeah, that Michael Gableman, highly respected.
I'll tell you who's not. Robin Voss.
I can't imagine he's happy with him either, and we're going to get into that a little bit, too, here on Dueling Tangents. If you want to join the show, you can give us a call, 844-967-2789. This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Sub the Brian out for Jesse this afternoon, who's filling in for the big guy as he is out today.
Look, I'm old enough to remember a time when it was always the left that was involved in circular firing squads, and I just want to say... That's all I got.
Well, and you had some choice words for the Assembly Speaker in this pretty bad 24 hours, right? Because we're gonna keep going a little bit here, but I want you to take a second, Jesse, because you think he's listening.
I know that Robin Voss is listening right now, and could I just address him directly?
Go for it,
Robin. Robbie, can I call you Robbie? It's fine. I'm gonna anyway. Robbie, look. He's not that into you. Velveeta Hitler's not that into you. He's found somebody else. You're yesterday's news, and I know that it's hard to have your own party taken away. You're the unpopular kid at your own party. But he's found his new arm candy, and his name is Timmy. And Timmy wants to punch you in the nose at the dance. That's got to be rough, but you know what? it's time to look elsewhere. You know, the writing is on the Russian tank. Maybe go get a cushy lobbying job, or maybe check out Michael Best and Friedrich, or wherever you Nazis go when you're out of office. I don't know, but you're about to be collateral damage to some not-so-friendly fire. So I've got a book recommendation. Why don't you go check out Alexander's Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. Just know that there's bad days in Australia, too, but he's not that in you, Robbie.
And that sums up that little segment from Jesse. Like I said, I don't think he's listening, but maybe he is.
Of course he is.
Folks, if you're out there listening and you got thoughts on the Voss saga here with Gableman and Rantham and the former guy, give us a call. 844-967-2789. You are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I got my friend Jesse filling in. But then we got some comments as well from the governor. Kind of his thoughts on what is devolving around Voss and seeking to decertify the 2020 election results and the Rantham and the Gableman and all of that. And so it seems like Voss is really trying to ride the fence, Jesse, before I go into Evers' quotes.
When you ride the fence for too long, you know what happens. You got a leg on both sides of the fence. It ain't pretty and it doesn't feel good.
No, I can't imagine that feels very good at all. But it's definitely at that point, because he's trying to insinuate. Like yesterday, he said without evidence that there was widespread fraud in the 2020 election. Michael Gableman's been working on that topic for him for the last 9 months and is unable to show any evidence that there was widespread fraud. They're grasping at straws. After a nine-month investigation, almost $500,000 spent out of the money allotted by the state assembly to go and find that widespread fraud. And at the same time, Voss is saying there's widespread fraud without that evidence. He is also saying, I can't decertify the election, which is what these advocates are calling for on the far right, and they're led in part by State Representative Timothy Rantham. And so you got the former guy chiming in on why Voss is saying that there was widespread fraud, but not doing anything to overturn it. The former guy wants Voss and Wisconsin to lead the way. And he's got some interesting analogies there as well. But we got just a couple, we're going to have to get into this on the other side of the break. I wanted to wrap it up here, Jesse, but,
it's understandable.
Evers' quotes are too good to miss, so we're going to get into those. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian this afternoon. Taking your calls, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.